Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right. Intern Brandon here. He's got some beef when it comes to the NCAA basketball tournament here. I understand his frustration, man, because I think Brandon, he's told us before, he's one of these hardcore sports fans.
Right.
So I imagine my fantasy here is that you're one of these dudes that before the tournament started, I mean, you did the research, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I spent a whole lot of time studying, game planning. We take our bracket seriously where
sure.
I come from. You know, we do tournament bracket pools. I used to do them in high school. Even teachers used to get involved. And it's a big thing for all of us. And then it even started before the bracket because Wendy came in here one day and she's like, yeah, just put all the number one seeds through. The number one for a reason.
It's jacked up,
and
man.
It's like, no, it's all about the upsets. Like, I knew Cornell was a good team. They have shooters, you know?
How's your bracket doing there, Brandon?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, ESPN.com has their bracket tournament challenge.
Right. Melissa didn't ask if ESPN.com had a bracket
tournament. Yeah. Brandon, how's your bracket
doing? I'm in the 2 percentile.
Oh.
You are?
Wow. I lost three of my final four teams on the first weekend.
Oh, dude.
Oh, bummer. Oh,
and you did all this research.
Yeah,
all
that research worked, really.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Northern Iowa. Yeah.
Who did you have in your final four?
My final four consisted of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame?
Yeah, because Notre Dame was dominant in the beginning of the season. Then Heron Goaty gets injured.
Who's number one?
You can't really justify it. They got eliminated.
I know.
So Notre Dame.
Thanks
who
a lot.
The three
I had Notre Dame, Kansas. Thanks a lot, Northern Iowa. Mm-hmm. I kind of went homer and put Florida State through.
You knew Florida State wasn't going to the
actually,
Final Four.
Actually,
now, hold on a minute.
Let me justify this.
If we were having this conversation 3 weeks
it.
Ago and he was saying Northern Iowa... And we say, who's your final four?
Northern Iowa? Cornell, Butler, Xavier.
We think he's a hero right now.
Yeah.
So.
Florida State has size, and that's a problem for Syracuse. You saw that last night.
You're trying, you know what? You're defending yourself.
I'm just saying, you saw the problem with Syracuse and that they lack
2%.
Size.
And we got beat by some team I can't
Gonzaga.
Even pronounce.
Gonzaga with the big Australian.
I mean,
they have four
Brandon,
Australians.
Brandon, you're being very defensive
where
right now.
Is
I know,
school.
It hurts.
These are conversations just like this are going on all over the country right now.
And then who is your
number four is Kentucky. They're
who,
still
yeah,
in it.
I still think
thank you, John Hall.
That's who I
have
to win.
Have you had taken a couple minutes to sit down next to Wendy and compare your 2 percentile bracket to hers? Mm-hmm. Ooh, just put the number one.
Two of my four
yeah, she
are still
Duke
in the finals.
Well, Duke may not make it past tonight, I hope.
Look at Brandon.
Well,
you're not answering the questions that are being asked of you.
Wendy has a... Yes, Wendy's bracket is better than mine.
And this is his problem right here.
This is my problem because it goes back to high school as well. When we all used to sit down in social studies class, not learn history, and do bracket pools with a teacher. And the girls used to be like, oh, well, what color does like Northern Iowa wear? Oh, purple? Yeah, I like purple. Let's put purple through. And then
and they had a better bracket.
Not, yeah.
They do end up with a better bracket. This happened with our family. We have a football pool for the NFL playoffs.
Yeah.
And our friend Aaron, who knows, has never sat down and watched one game of football, has no idea what the game is like, right? She was asking us, all right, so the Vikings, what color are they?
Yeah, purple.
They're purple. And is that, who's the quarterback? Brett Favre. Oh, he's kind of cute. Okay, I'll put him through. And she ended up winning our tournament.
She
won
did.
The whole thing. $250.
That's awesome.
Ran the table.
Yeah, Cornell.
It may just mean, Brandon, that guys overthink this. You're all too, you know, the statistics of everything, and you overthink it, and you end up, you know, screwing yourself over.
No, it's not...
Number
conventional
one.
Wisdom says that you if you know sports, you should be able to win this.
Throw it out the window, dude.
But, like, picking the 64 teams is called
so
a
mad.
Jerome.
He's upset.
So, like, Me and Bert, it's called a Jerome. I don't know why, but when you pick all the teams involved in the tournament, it's called a Jerome. And, like, I got my Jerome pretty, my Jerome was pretty good.
Making you know that word doesn't make your bracket better than Wendy's, just so you know.
Any better.
That is true, and it doesn't make me better than the girl who picked Cornell just because their nickname is the Big Red, and she likes Big Red.
So what you're saying is that Aaron and Wendy, just so you're teaching in that word so we can properly say that their Jerome is better than yours.
No, their Jerome may not have been better, their bracket's better than mine, but my Jerome was flawless.
No, my Jerome is beating your Jerome.
I think that's actually, that is actually your new nickname, Brandon. You're not Brandon anymore. Now you're
Jerome. I have so many nicknames now.
You're like a porn star. You're Jerome. You're Jerome Mahogany. You're dancing at Queen Richard.
The Burt Show.
Do you guys watch Glee at all?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You watch it regularly?
Oh, you poor thing. All you've been doing is watching TV.
I know, right?
When the mics were off, you just asked us about 14 different TV shows. Hey, do you guys watch Flash Forward? Hey, who's watching this on MTV? Yeah. Hey, are y'all watching this show? Hey, who's into this show? And then we're on the air. You're like, hey, who's watching Glee?
It's been really pathetic in my house because I'm supposed to stay off my leg as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically what I do is I go home and I've got my laptop and I'm working on that and I'm watching TV from the same couch in our room all day long. Aww. I'm going nuts now. I'm going batty. So I've seen everything.
You're even a TV fan, though, even when you're healthy. So you watch.
I don't really watch. It's on all the time, but I don't normally watch. But now I'm sort of forced to watch. So I've seen everything. Ask me about any TV show. Any TV show.
Anything.
So, on Glee, Sue Sylvester is the fictional character. She is the she is like that improv woman that you see in like 40-Year-Old Virgin, Jane Lynch.
Oh, I interviewed her when I was out in L.A.
And on the show, I think she's like is she a gym teacher?
Yes. She's a cheerleading coach.
Cheerleading coach on the show, right.
Yep.
And she's really funny. She's really hardcore, and she's really, really conservative. But she's been posting now video blogs for Glee. As her character, Sue Sylvester, and she just posted one that is about gay people, and it is really, 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 really funny. And this is
and
what
she herself is out lesbian.
Is she an out lesbian?
Yes.
Which makes it even better, because it's really funny.
I got a bee in my bonnet, Western Ohio. You know what I've had it up to here with? Sneaky gays. Gone are the days of Oscar Wilde, Liberace, homosexuals so flaming they could be seen from space. Why, nowadays, sneaky gays are everywhere. At the church, at the mall, picking up their meticulously dressed, fastidious children from daycare. Why, you could be sitting next to a sneaky gay right now and you'd never even know it. And that just don't sit right with one Sue Sylvester. Now, I got nothing against gays. Just ask my sassy intern, Tyler. He has to live in my tool shed because I deny him health care as I consider gayness a pre-existing condition. But what Sue Sylvester doesn't like? Looking around and never knowing if a sneaky gay is in her midst. We should be able to see a gay coming a mile away. Is it wrong for me to long for the simpler days of yesteryear when performers weren't so confusing? Jagger, Bowie, you knew they were women. But nowadays, this internationally ranked cheerleading coach just can't figure it out. Neil Patrick Harris, you confuse me. I hear you're gay, but there you are on my TV playing a normal, womanizing, cardigan-wearing straight. That's confusing. And then I heard a rumor you're not actually a doctor. So much sneaky gay deception. Adam Lambert, you're on the right track, but still too subtle. Now, don't get me wrong, I'll listen to your music. I'll even hum it under my breath as I head into the voting booth the next time a state government offers me the chance to deny you your basic rights. But know that Sue Sylvester ain't gonna be satisfied until you swish it up a bit. Black nail polish? Swish it up a bit. I want to see enormous fuchsia rhinestone-studded gay claws so cumbersome you can't even perform the most basic acts of personal hygiene. Eyeliner? Swish it up a bit. I want pencil-thin, drawn-on eyebrows, Botox, and lips so full of collagen that you look like a real housewife of whatever region you happen to be living in. So swish it up, gays, because if I can't tell who's gay, how will I know who to judge? And that's how Sue sees it.
That's awesome.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
From Jen Hobby, whose quest to meet Chelsea Handler this week has not gone as well as we had hoped.
Oh, no. Well, the trail has run a little cold, I think. But yeah, I would love to meet and hang out with Chelsea Handler. She's going to be here this weekend. She's got actually two shows at the Fox on Sunday night. Excuse me. She has an 8 p.m. show that sold out, so now there's a 5 o'clock show. And I have heard from a lot of Burt Show listeners, but none that can really help me find her. Just a whole bunch of them that say, we feel the exact same way as you do, and we totally want to be her best friend. So if you get a chance to hang out with her, then will you call us and we'll come and meet you and we'll all have drinks before the show and it'll be so much fun. And we'll all be BFFs forever. That's what most of the emails say.
That was very right.
We were really hoping some of you guys would know somebody that knows somebody that would be really influential in Chelsea Handler's circle. Mm-hmm. So somehow, some way, we could get Jen a face-to-face with Chelsea this weekend. And it just hasn't panned out that way yet.
And I've gotten a couple of emails from people who had some strong leads, but no follow-ups from them. So they reached out to the people that they knew, that they thought either worked for her or worked closely with her or whatever. But I haven't heard any follow-ups. So it's probably that they haven't heard anything from their contacts. So it's still, I mean, there's still, you know, a few days to get this done. And I'm hoping that she'll be in town by Sunday. So, you know, I could take her to my favorite brunch spot and we could just hang out, get some food, you know, have some of those grapefruit rosewater martinis at Cafe de Sol and just like chill out and like become best friends. Because that's how I see it happening.
Professionally, there's nobody at the venue that we know, because there's usually like somebody of a somebody that we
sold
know.
Out.
I don't know anybody at the Fox.
We know people, but she's not responsive to them because she sold out both shows.
Both are sold out?
Mm-hmm. There are a few tickets left for 5 o'clock, but for the most part, sold out.
So she doesn't need to do any promotion.
Mm-hmm. She's at an outright bookstore on Sunday.
I did get a couple emails about that because she's going to do a book signing. So I can try to go there, but that's going to be crazy packed. And that's no place to make best friends.
They were working with Tracy. They were hustling to make something happen there, but...
I mean, maybe you can have some herbal tea with her at Outright, you know, because they have a whole bar there. You can have tea and coffee.
Well, I have a little experience.
Chelsea doesn't drink tea.
From a guy that has a little experience in this area, I think it would probably be a good idea for you to go down to Outright just to be there, because if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
But see, Bert,
it's the same way. It's the same thing that happened with me and Sanjay. When we met initially, I knew where he was going to be, and I was at the same time. And then, you know, you fast forward 6 months, and now we're like best friends.
And now he like doesn't know who you are.
I see him every day.
You don't even believe yourself.
Do you see him in person every day?
Yeah, I see him in person every day.
So you can reach out and touch him.
The television screen doesn't count.
I mean, there's a screen in between two of us. But yeah, I can touch him, and I have.
See, you know that
brush his cheek.
You know
if
that.
We brush his, oh my God!
I give him some butterfly kisses.
Oh God!
Eskimo kisses with our lashes.
If we are destined to be best friends, then I can't be a fan. Like, I'm not a super fan. Like, I'm not going to stand in line for an autograph at a book signing, because then she'll see me as a fan and not a friend. Duh.
Can't you just be happening to be shopping at Outright, which is where you normally go to shop for all your books? And then, what a surprise. Chelsea's here also.
You're buying me a gift at Outright.
Yes. See, I have this friend who's gay.
Baby-wise.
She'll be looking at me like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't feel like to me like Chelsea, although she is a celebrity for sure, that she's not like... an untouchable celebrity. Like, it shouldn't be as difficult as this has been this week. I mean, it's really not like we're talking about Oprah.
Where have you been living?
I mean, she's a big deal. I mean, she's a celebrity.
She's hotter than Oprah right now. Oprah's on her way out.
Are you out of your mind, girl?
Chelsea is on her way up.
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Well, I just heard you guys talking, and I happened to be eating at Flying Biscuit a few weeks ago and saw that they were having all this Chelsea Handler stuff, and they were doing the pre-sale. And so I was like, oh, well, this will save me time. I'll just buy the pre-sale book here. And he goes, okay, congratulations, you're number 5. I had no idea what he was talking about. She's doing a book signing at the bookstore, and if Jen wants to go, she can be my quote-unquote friend and stand in line.
What does number five mean?
But that's the same thing. You're just going to be the fifth person in line.
It's not. She was the one that is there. She just invited Jen as a friend. Jen had nothing else to do, so she decided to go with her friend Ashley.
But she's still going to be in line with 100 people, and then Chelsea's going to go, what's your name, Ashley? And then...
Well, the deal with 1 through 5 is that you get to sit in what they term the press area, and they said it was like the little backstage. Mm. You get to sit with the press. You get to hang out with Chelsea. She's going to spend a few more minutes with those people, taking pictures, chatting, drinking coffee.
How do we know?
You are the coolest. Ashley is my new BFF.
And Jen, you get to sit with the media. That is cool.
The real
now,
media.
Now, hold on a minute,
people
Ashley.
People who actually get media passes, not radio people.
Us. Right.
Like TV people. Yeah. Like, Ashley, how do we know that you are not doing the same thing that Jen's doing to Chelsea Handler to Jen? Like, what if you just want to hang out? Like, you're like, oh, if I just get around Jen Hobby, I could be her friend.
Nobody wants to do that.
I do want to be Jen's BFF.
We have a media section set up for a daily press conference that Jen Hobby holds.
Jen,
so
that's right.
We'll put you in the top 3 if you want.
That's awesome.
And you got plenty of seats because we send out tons of passes and nobody ever shows up.
That's really weird.
Aww, come on.
Totally helps my self-esteem issues.
Jen, would this be something that you would be interested in? Should I put her on hold? Would you hang out with
Ashley? Let me get Ashley's number for sure.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks, my new BFF.
Awesome.
Okay.
Ashley's
going
to be like, why don't I come over to your house at 6 a.m. We'll get ready together, and I'll help you put lotion on your breasts, and then we'll...
What?
The Burt Show.
Yeah, this was a hateful piece of email for Jen Hobby.
For Jen, I'm
shocked. It was very fiery. And as often happens, fiery emails are written at 1:40 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I think there might have been some alcohol involved.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that because you've brought that up almost immediately. And I was like, yep. But then as I was looking at it.
Yeah.
There's no typos and no misspellings.
How long is it? Because a lot of times people, when they're really angry, write a long one.
At the end of the day, it's going to be a 2-minute dramatic reading of this email.
That's edited.
Ooh. That's edited.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was apparently
our commentary really upset somebody when we talked to our intern Bianca earlier in the week. She just come back from spring break, mm-hmm. and she was in Cancun, and she told us a story about how she and her boyfriend had gone on one of those party cruises where you hop on the boat and basically everybody gets hammered and dances and has a good time until they bring you back, right?
Usually your group of guys ends up going, you got like 5 or 6 guys and you guys all sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, or if you're with a whole bunch of girls, you know, 21, 22 years old, y'all go to the same time. 7 of you, usually. Big old packs, people.
Right. So at some point, intern Bianca and her boyfriend looked over and noticed this older guy who was by himself on the party cruise. And mm-hmm. she called him a creeper. I think we all called him a creeper.
She said he was like did she say mid-40s?
She said late 30s, early 40s.
Okay. The weird part about were two things. One was an older guy, which you're in a destination that's filled with 22-year-olds.
It was college spring breakers.
So that stands out. But then the fact that he was there alone, I think the combination of those two things, like if it's the older guy, if it's a group of older guys, like, oh, yeah, of course they went down there because there's a bunch of 22-year-old girls doing their thing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If it's... a younger guy who's there by himself, you're like, oh, he got ditched by his friends. But when it's the combination of the two,
it's creepy.
It's a creeper dude.
If you're in your 40s or late 30s and you're going down to Cancun specifically because you know it's spring break, mm-hmm. and there are a bunch of 22-year-olds down there that you're
creepy.
Trying to hook up with, that is creepy.
That's itchy.
All right?
It is.
That is lame, dude.
Yeah.
Really lame.
So we talked about that, and she said that the girls ended up getting drunk and ended up like... you know, kissing on this dude, and he was inviting all these young girls back to his hotel room. So we were basically just ripping on the situation and saying, like, he was creepy, mm-hmm. and that the girls were really foolish for getting on board with that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
End of conversation. Then comes this very, very angry email because apparently it's age discrimination
what we were saying.
Okay, this is Jeff doing a dramatic reading of the email, okay?
What is wrong with you people? You condone and ferment homosexuality with your colleague, Melissa Carter, and yet you liken an older guy on a spring break boat to a brain-eating mass murderer just because he's an older guy? It's age discrimination, and it is just as horrifying to me, an older gentleman, as it would be if I called Bert a you a and Melissa a or a black guy. Do you even get it? Are you so stupid? I am outraged beyond belief that you could have the unmitigating gall to go up against a man on air simply because of his age. Screw you and screw the horse you rode in on, you sanctimonious.
Whoa.
Go to my Facebook page and look at my photo album.
No.
I do not eat brains of tourists. I do like to enjoy women of all ages over 18 and legal.
Ew.
And you are a total
Wow.
My most mutually satisfying relationship involved a young lady of 19 to 22 when I was 47 to 50.
Her
parents
were outraged,
I was? And her mom got on the first plane to my fiancé's college town to meet me. And after 24 hours of being around us, she said, quote, I want you two to be happy, and I can see why you chose to be with this older man. Don't worry about your father. I'll take care of him. You two have my blessing. So guess what, you stupid moron? There are autumn-spring relationships that are not old predators trying to kill spring break collegiates just so they can eat their brains. You aren't married, so I guess you aren't perfect either, are you? Or are you carrying around the baby Jesus in your rotten belly, you cheap tripe?
Oh.
So go ahead, cast the first stone. Are you so perfect that you can call down another human being based only on their age? My God, you stink. From Greg Mills. I'm emailing for the greater good.
Greg Mills. I bet he's against health care reform.
that last line in there, the I'm emailing for the greater good, was the funniest part of the whole thing. It was one of those auto-signature things.
Yeah, those auto-signatures where it's like you can click on it and like donate to something like happy and good. And that was at the bottom of that email. Can you believe that?
It sounds like he's old and mad. You're an old man.
I think we link up to his Facebook page.
I'm not sure the dude is real, though.
Old mad guy?
I looked at Greg Mills on Facebook, and there's a dude that is just flipping the camera off. And he claims that he lives in San Francisco. And
well, it's going to be, do you have his email address?
Yeah, plug it Facebook. Plug the email address in.
Yeah, you got to use his email address. There's going to be 1 million Greg Mills.
I don't know.
Yeah, he just
when I was 47.
That means he's like old. You're an old man. And no, you cannot date women that are over like 18 and up. No.
I'm sorry, man.
That's creepy.
I know it's judgmental and all, but if you're 47 years old and you're dating a 22-year-old, I don't where I come from, man, that's icky, dude.
He said 19.
But it doesn't have to be like
But I am the one who's a sanctimonious B-word.
So call me that cuz I agree with you.
I don't get the baby Jesus in your belly thing. That's kind
of
gross.
I don't get that either.
It's kind of weird.
Or the fact that we ferment homosexuality with you. What does that mean?
we're making a really good brew.
I don't get that.
It's aging every day.
That's right. That's right, honey. And I feel it.
He makes some good points.
You can't even do it.
You're not even a straight face.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, it's back. The Omen music.
Honey.
Everybody in their past has sort of a dating antichrist, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Somebody you can't break away from.
Yeah, it's somebody that you usually get together with, and it's it's a dramatic love, you know, because there's dramatic breakups and dramatic gets back togethers, and then there's more breakups, and it's just, you can't let them go.
There's something there that always brings you back no matter how bad it is. Like, for instance, I'll use this example all the time. Man, I almost got knocked out of my own party in front of all of my friends by an ex-girlfriend. I mean, she jumped down a flight of stairs and roundhoused me. And my legs buckled because she thought I was flirting with somebody else. I went after her on the steps, like I have my hand around her neck, like it doesn't get any more red than this. Then the next day we go on vacation together.
And it's usually something that happens in your 20s. Am I right? Is everybody's antichrist usually around their 20s?
Because I think mine was in my teens, but yeah.
Because you're young and you believe in love and you're naive enough to believe that this person who's manipulating you is the person for you. And you, eventually you do, Wendy, get away from them. But at the moment, it's just really hard
to do. And if you're sitting there in the car thinking like, I don't have one. Because I thought that you guys were all talking about it.
Then,
and
you're,
I'm like,
then you're the Antichrist.
Yep.
You're it.
And then that suddenly becomes very apparent.
And you just know, like, this is a person that you're not supposed to be with. They've hurt you so many times, yet you keep going back, or somehow the draw, they end up in your life. And that's what makes them your dating Antichrist. And Wendy's been dealing with one now for years, but we thought this was done.
I thought it was completely over with, but I found out just last weekend, talking and running into a mutual acquaintance of my Antichrist last weekend, that he is moving back to town and coming back into town in a month, month and a half.
Damn.
And this was a relationship, probably it was a year and a half, and it ended almost 2 years ago. So two and a half years ago when it was done.
Wendy started this show basically in the middle of this breakup.
Right.
So one of the stories, our first storylines with Wendy was her first breaking up with this guy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she was crying on the radio for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, first it was, I miss him. Then it was, please leave me alone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she would get back with the guy. And we were living through this whole thing with her.
Mm-hmm. It goes actually started even before that, because you remember the very first break, we made her change her phone number.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, changed my phone number, but we got back together and then we stayed together for probably another 9 months. But it's literally like I have anxiety just thinking about the relationship and then thinking about him coming back into town. Literally petrified at the fact that he's coming back in town, because he was the one of the most manipulative guys in my life. Always drew me back. I didn't see my family for a year. I didn't see anybody. I lost all my friends. And I finally
He attacked your self-confidence too.
It's when I started diet pills. I look back on pictures on how skinny I got.
He was hammering you on your weight, right?
Oh, all the time. He would pinch my side. He talked to other girls behind my back that I just found out. I mean, I've just found these things out being broken up with and dealing with him in the past, and I'm done with it. But I mean, obviously not a week goes by that I don't at least think about him once.
He pops in your head somewhere.
He pops into my head
all
the time.
Don't let him know that.
Well, I mean,
you know, you know what I mean? Like, and the thing is about you being petrified. It's been over 2 years, so we got to make sure that by the time the month comes around,
do you
that
feel
you're
like
not petrified by it, because that's where you're weak and vulnerable, you know?
Do you feel like he's going to call you? He's going to try to get in touch with you?
Me and him go to the same places. We go out to the same clubs. We have some of the same acquaintances. Like, I know some of his friends, and running into two of them last weekend just verified that no matter where I go, he could find me. He knows my mom's address. He still knows my phone number. He probably knows my mom's phone number.
I just found this out last week, but you know when we talk in this room to each other? Mm-hmm. Everybody in Atlanta hears it.
I wish that were true.
He knows he's got a pull on me. He absolutely knows. I haven't talked to him for, God, probably 7 months now. But even when we were broken up, there was a couple of phone calls back and forth here and there. And I mean, of course, I miss him. And at a place where I was back then, I miss part of that lifestyle. You know, like he was the one who took care of me. And now, obviously, like I'm in like a financial setback. So I'm like, what if I was still with him? What if? So him coming back, and he probably could manipulate me back.
You're letting him in already. You need to know with this guy that if you give even a centimeter, the door is going to be wide open to this guy. You can't be open to anything with this dude.
There's a part of me, though, that like, what if he's changed?
Oh, no.
It's like, worse. No. It gets worse than that. Because I was, this was early in the night, so I don't know if you remember. I think you probably remember saying this. But I was with, was it the night that you found out or the night after you found out that I was with you at Smith?
That was the night I did find out.
Okay, so I saw Wendy right after she found out about it, and she mm-hmm. was rattled by it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things you said to me that went off like police sirens in my head, because mm-hmm. you said he'll be back in 1 to 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 30 days to get into shape.
Oh, no.
Did you really say that?
He's up in your head already. Mm-hmm.
Well, because it's like, you know, when you're single and you just break up with somebody, it's the spiteful high. Like, it's the spiteful get in better shape, look as good as you can, get your hair done, make sure your makeup's done, like, all the time, have cute outfits all the time. So no matter where you go, if you run into this person, like, you want to look...
That shows you but still
that's
care,
like,
though.
Yeah. That's like a month after. This is 2.5 years.
Yeah, longer than you dated him.
He still has he still has some kind of control over you. You got to somehow get this guy out of your head 100%.
But the thing is, like, when things were good, things were awesome.
That's how they work. It's highs. It's a very bipolar relationship mm-hmm. when, because
high
somebody,
highs and low lows,
somebody will treat you better than anybody else because they can, but then the payoff is that they treat you worse than anybody in your life ever will.
You sound like an abusive wife. I've heard that so many times. When it's good, it's so good.
Yeah. They're trying to make
but
up
every
for
now
something.
And then he'll hit me, but after, you know what? When it's good, it's just so good.
Yeah.
You were in an abusive relationship. Just because somebody's, you know, not throwing punches at you doesn't mm-hmm. mean you're not in an abusive relationship. You were in an abusive relationship.
And that went on still after we broke up. So, I mean, a part of me, like, wants to run into him. And then there's a part of me, obviously, that doesn't want to run into him because those emotions are going to flare up.
Here's Bob. Hey, Bob, you're on Q100.
What's going on? I love you guys. Listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wendy, I just want to say, you got to let go, girl. They don't change.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I'm a guy, you know, I'm going through kind of the same relationship that you went through. They don't change. No matter how many times you go back, whatever the feelings are, it's never going to change. You got to move on. You got to find that one.
I say don't remember the good times. I say remember the bad times so you don't get back with this guy.
But the problem is, like, I didn't realize you still had feelings for this dude. You know what I mean?
I didn't think I did.
Antichrist. They never quite goes away.
The problem is she wasn't expecting the return, and it's given everything that Wendy's got going on in her life, like the financial stuff that she's talked about, the fact that she's single and has been since the dawn of time, the fact, you know what I mean? Like all of that stuff. Like it's an easy solution.
Well, I think you just got to love yourself enough to know you deserve better.
It's not an easy solution. It's the hardest thing she'll ever go through if she goes back.
But it's an easy solution.
And you can't blame anybody but yourself. Right.
It's an easy solution to the other problem she's dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kara, good morning.
Not really.
Morning. How are you guys?
Okay. Good. Give Wendy some advice here.
Wendy.
Yes, ma'am.
I was in a 3-year relationship. First time, year and a half. Second time, year and a half. Same person. Doesn't change. Doesn't work. They'll still treat you like crap. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Not worth it.
Yeah, like what do you think? How did he find religion over the last couple of years? Like, what do you think? Maybe he's changed. What do you think's changed in his life?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen if I see him. Granted, I will see him. Like, there's probably no way of getting around that because we just hang out at the same places. We live in the same area.
Why can't you just walk the other way? And you know he's going to still have the same phone number?
I do. Well, the second time I changed it, I still have that same number.
And you know he's going to text you. And you know he's going to call.
Yeah. I guess
what
maybe
is your mom going to say if you get back together with
this guy? My mom's already told me no.
See? Like, that's the thing. If you're making a decision that you don't want to tell your family about, the people who love you the most in your life, mm-hmm. who are not going anywhere, who are going to be there your entire life and be there for you, mm-hmm. if it's something you can't tell them, like... It's the wrong decision.
Be a red flag, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, for anybody and any decision that you're making in your life. You know?
You know, I'm going to do something really, really mean. I am going to have Josh pull the audio of when you were on with us for those first couple of times talking about this guy. And I'm going to MP3 it to you today.
Mm. Oh, see, I don't know if I want to hear it.
That's why I think you have to.
You know what it sounds like?
Because you forget the pain.
Because that's your future.
It sounds
if you
like
back with him.
It sounds like right now. You guys don't understand though. It's just so good when he's not telling me that I'm fat. It's good.
Nobody's got respect for this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, so how do you bring him around any of us? Like, how are you going to bring him to a Q100 event?
I hate him already.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, or your mom?
We don't even know the guy. Or bring him around your mom. Or take him home to meet your dad.
Oh, I couldn't.
See, like. Icky, gross.
So isn't that like wasted time just because he can pay your bills?
Can we find yourself a good man?
It's just weird that I still have feelings for this guy, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Just
wish he didn't come back. I really wish he didn't come back.
He doesn't have to come back. Just because he's in the same town doesn't mean that you don't have any kind of control over this. Like, you, to me, you sound sort of vulnerable, like it's inevitable. I really wish I didn't have to talk to him. I didn't have to see him. You don't.
I know I don't, but the like the what-if factor that he's even in the same city scares me.
No, I think the reason that you're making it sound inevitable is because you want to see him.
Yeah, me too. Because I've been in the, since Maybe. With the Antichrist, there was one time where she came back. She moved away. She came back. She's in the same bar, you know, and it was fine. That's the thing is, like, I mean, this is a city of how many people? And, you know, I mean, you can be in the same place as him and be okay, like Bert said, to walk to another portion of the bar and it be fine.
Yeah.
But I agree with Jen. It's like you will make the situation happen. He won't.
Just want to take two more calls and then we'll move on. Hey, Linda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning.
What's up?
Yes, I'm just going to want to tell you, Wendy, that I'm in the exact same situation. We've been together for over 10 years. About on and off, and he also makes me feel like the ugliest person ever. Whenever he gets, I lost 65 pounds within 4 months just to please him. He said he didn't change anything. He didn't change. He still treated me like crap. And the worst part is that we're married. And we have 2 kids, and there's no way that I can afford being by myself right now. And he knows. He pulled all those strings on me, and he knows. But you got the best part because you're on your own. Don't let him know that you need him ever and ever, and just keep going.
So here she was dating her Antichrist and couldn't get out of it because she didn't feel like she had any control over it. Mm-hmm. Ended up marrying the dude. So imagine yourself spending the rest of your life with this guy.
I mean, I can hear the words, and I completely understand. I don't want to be in that situation again, and I just don't know why the emotions or why I even care enough about it to even sit here and talk about him or his work. Like, just thinking about him right now makes me upset.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask guys out there, if you're in an abusive relationship, because guys have antichrist, like Bert's had an antichrist, Jeff was the antichrist.
Yeah.
But is there ever a time in your life, Bert, where you, with your antichrist, thought, you know what, I can't leave her because she takes care of me financially?
I'll be totally and completely honest with you. It had everything to do with sex with me.
So what? But it wasn't financial. It was just
no.
Sexual.
I was making way more money than she was. Mm-hmm. It was strictly sexual.
But you were getting something good and important to guys out of it. Like, I think, I mean, to me, it's obvious for Wendy.
To me, it's
like
a different
she's. You've talked
deal.
About your financial struggles, and he took care of you financially, and you've talked about being single, and he will give you the opportunity to not say you're single. So you've got two big issues in your life that you deal with. And he's the solution to both. And good or bad, he's a solution. And I think that's why you have feelings for him. I guarantee you that if you were dating someone else or you were making more money, you would have no feelings for him. I think
Correct.
The reason Melissa was comfortable being in the bar with your antichrist is because you had probably moved on to the point where you were with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's Monica. One last call. Hey, Monica, go ahead.
Hey, I was just going to say there's a few safeguards that Wendy can put in place to protect herself from getting in any kind of sketchy situation. Like, she can put a block on his cell phone number from her cellular provider, and that way he can't get a hold of her. And and basically just kind of do some situational practicing beforehand where she knows how to prepare when she does see him.
But she wants to see him. That's the problem isn't that she's trying to avoid him.
Yeah.
The problem is that somewhere inside of her, she's like, you know what? I just got to say hi to him. I mean, he's coming back.
We need to start some dating antichrist witness protection program.
We need to convince Wendy that there's something really cool in one of our attics, and then when she gets in there, nail the door shut and cut a slot in it to put food through for 1 year.
That still doesn't work if she would claw herself out. I mean, the thing is, like, you know, it's true. Because, I mean, nobody has that much power over you. Nobody. Nobody.
You need a t-shirt with his face on it that says, if you see me talking to him, stop me.
Yeah, because I could stand in front of my antichrist today and have a conversation with her and be fine. I mean, you have to move on. And you can't do it, and you want him back. Want him back because he's going to pay your bills. That's ridiculous.
This is also kind of a reoccurring storyline going on in your life right now about taking control of things in your life. Like we talked about that raise that you've wanted for so long. Mm-hmm. You want the control of that, but you haven't gone back and talked to the bosses about it. You feel powerless. that this guy is going to be in town. You got to put your big girl panties on and take control of your life, girl.
Trying.
You can do it. All right?
I'm trying. Really am.
We need to put like posters up of this guy.
No, this is up to Wendy. This doesn't. We can't help you with this.
Totally.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You're on The Bert Show.
All right, let's get producer Carl on.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
And it was last week that Jen Hobby had a story in the Entertainment Buzz about Reggie Bush. And you know, Reggie and Kim Kardashian, they're doing this whole breakup, back together thing. Mm-hmm. We're going to get married, then we break up, then we Then there's all sorts of rumors now about him, you know, kind of screwing around on her with different girls in different cities. And in one of Jen's Entertainment Buzz stories, the word jump off was used.
Yeah, one of the Bert Show listeners called up and said Carmen Ortega, who's this video star, apparently is a well-known Reggie Bush jump off. And I had never heard that before.
Me neither.
And then the conversation that you and Bert had about jump off, it made me think of this email that I got. This email that I had was real old, but it also brought me in the mind of a movie called How to Be a Player. It was a Def Jam comedy film starring Bill Bellamy, Bernie Mac, and...
I did see this.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
I've seen it. It's one of those movies that you see, like, on Cinemax. Exactly. You just keep it on because it's so
morning.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it brought me in the mind of that, and the jump-off conversation reminded me of this email. So the email that I had, it said, every player has four different type of girls.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that for the married guys. This is for the single guys, for the most part, you player-type single guys. Now, it brought me in the mind of the whole how to be a player thing because of the jump off thing. But what I want to say is that if you're a single woman, you may want to listen real intensely and kind of really find out what category that you're in if you're out there dating.
If you're dating a player, you may not even know that you're dating a player, right?
Exactly.
Now.
You know, if you get the 2 o'clock, if you only talk to the guy at 2 o'clock in the morning, he might be dating a player. All right. So number one is what we call wifey, or what they call wifey. Not necessarily wifey, but just figure of speech. Wife is
so not really your wife.
Exactly.
Oh. It could be.
Could be.
I don't get that either.
But we're talking about single guys.
Well, he'll define it here, yeah.
Right. You could be your wife. It's even wifey material. All right. Okay. So the wifey is, it reads right here, is wifey is the sexiest, most successful, and most respected of all the women. She's loved, needed, and wanted by her man. She is virtually irreplaceable. She's the girl that the guys love and will always love. He never wants to see her with another man, but he will cheat on her with baby girl.
Baby girl.
Now we're working our way down the list.
Right. Okay. Now, baby girl is, now he'll cheat on with baby girl until he's mature enough to realize that he gets caught, then he messes up and he loses wifey. And if he loses wifey, this is the one that he just can't live without.
All right,
he just loses his whole gut over, right?
Wifey is like potential wifey, like the one that got away. Like everything is so good, everything is perfect, but he messes it up with baby girl.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, baby girl, let me see the pictures, right?
Oh, okay. There's
right,
baby girl.
That's baby girl right there. All right, now baby girl was always just
Carl's doing this like a kindergarten story. Like, he's holding up. He's holding up the book sideways.
Show and tell.
Thanks, Uncle Carl.
But you know, all right, so baby girl is just as hot as wifey, and usually has a very active social life. She's not in the house like wifey is and should be. But she is replaceable. I know, right? But baby girl is replaceable, and she thinks that she's the next wifey. She thinks that she is, but you can never be wifey.
Does baby girl know about wifey?
Baby girl knows about wifey.
Okay, so she's just jockeying for the number one position.
Baby girl's just waiting for wifey to mess up.
Okay.
And she thinks that she can be in that place, but she doesn't know that if dude loses wifey, he's done. He can't even function anymore. All right, so you could be baby girl. Now, third of all, this is when it starts to get a little bit of less as, you're not really there. The third one is the side piece. Mm. Now, the side is the side piece, everybody.
Let me start calling Carl Dr. Seuss.
I think if peace is in your name, I know what this is all about.
Exactly. All right, so the side piece
gets the calls at 2 in the morning.
Side piece gets the calls at 2 in the morning. Side piece is usually the female that the guy uses only for sex and other pleasures. Mm-hmm. She is usually the one that he goes for with that threesome, the late night after the club. Mm-hmm. When wife is acting up, baby girl is at work, the side piece is usually the one on hold for him.
So this is the sure thing.
This is the sure thing, hands down.
Starting to hit kind of close to home there, Hobby? so you can see you starting to squirm.
Well, her name, I think when she's working in the clubs, her name is DJ Side Piece.
That is a great rap name. Side Piece.
DJ Side Piece.
That's not really a name women would call themselves. Well, you don't call them yourselves. That's what the players are calling
right.
you.
Right. So is Side Piece jockeying to be baby girl, or she's just happy being side piece getting hers?
Side piece is just happy being side piece.
Okay.
She understands the rules. She understands what she's going through. Baby girl is jockeying.
Okay.
Side piece, wifey is there. Baby girl is jockeying. Side piece understands that it is what it is.
Okay.
All right. Then we have the jump
so
off.
So basically, if you're answering the phone and you're going over to his house at 2 in the morning, you need to know your side piece.
Period.
Okay. Purely physical. She knows it. You know it. Side piece.
Right. But you know the side piece's name. You know, you may even know the side piece's last name. You may even met a brother. Who knows? You may know a little bit more.
Okay.
All right. But the jump off is exactly what it is. It just jumps off at any time.
I don't know that.
You call her before breakfast. Call her at 2
in the
morning.
Picture?
She's there every
time. Yeah, here's
a
jump off.
Here's
a jump off, everybody.
Jump off. Okay.
See,
let me see.
It might jump off. It might jump off with jump off anytime.
I still don't get what you mean.
I don't understand.
It might happen with jump off. Anything can happen. At the drop of a dime, would jump off.
What separates her from side piece then?
The jump off. You barely know her name. You met her. You may have met jump off in a club one night. You may not see jump off again.
Okay, side piece, so it's like a one time thing.
Exactly.
All right.
Could be a one time thing. It may be a two time thing.
So the side piece has
side
a name.
Piece is
the
regular.
Jump off is that girl from Waffle House last week.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Ah.
Side piece comes in on the side when baby girl is not there and wifey's just not around.
It's like a play a depth chart. You got your starter, which is your wifey.
Mm-hmm.
Your second stringer is your baby girl.
Baby girl.
All right. And then the third stringer, if your first two are out, is
side piece
jump off. Got it.
Carl, I hate to tell you this, but you got some work to do because Tiger Woods has given you about 15 more names that you got to go down below jump off.
He blew the whole thing. Tiger and Jesse.
He had too many. What did he have? He had jump offs or side pieces?
He had both, right?
Because he kept in touch with all of them.
So they would be side pieces.
Side
but
pieces.
They all made. Pieces.
But he only had one wifey, one baby girl, but plenty jump offs.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, so who was his baby girl?
Baby girl
that Rachel,
was.
Rachel, you could tell?
The one that's. Yeah, exactly.
That he was texting back and forth with originally.
That's the one in Vegas, right?
Yeah, the Vegas hottie. Okay, so that was the baby girl. Everybody else is a side piece, and then we haven't even heard from the jump off.
You haven't heard from the jump off. They're just jumping off wherever they can jump off.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.